Media Times Listening Service. Defense Burden Sharing. USFK Chief Should Show Minimum Manners to Hosts. By most standards, General B.B. Bell, commander of the U.S. Forces Korea, seems to be a very good soldier. Most of all, he speaks and acts with little reserve as long as his country's interests and welfare of his men are concerned. What more could one want from a military officer? The only problem is, he is being stationed in a foreign country and has to take command of their combined forces if war breaks out. At a recent Senate hearing, General Bell said that the United States would review base relocation in Korea if an equitable level of co-sharing is not achieved. It defies our understanding how a top commander like him confuses a mutually agreed strategic goal with a transient technical problem. One would be stunned if the same general had said, "I will fight this, any delay in base relocation, because of Korea's own problems, including residents' protest a few months ago. What's its real position?" If the USFK chief really meant the 50-50 cost-sharing as reported, this seems not so equitable in the broad sense of the word, which also means fair. General Bell said Japan pays for 75% of the bill compared with Korea's less than 40%. He seems to be ignorant or ignoring truths behind the figures. Korea's defense-sharing burden accounts for 0.16% of gross domestic product, higher than Japan's 0.10%. Korea excludes the value of land it provides, while Japan includes it. The USFK plans to reduce troops in Korea and use the rest for other purposes under its global posture review, which means the host burden should not increase but decrease. Moreover, North Korea's security threat from conventional weapons is declining, as Bell acknowledged himself while calling for Washington's permission for U.S. servicemen to live with their families here. If the USFK uses part of Korea's contribution for base relocation, the Korean share exceeds 50% already, experts say. The top military officer even went as far as to interfere in the host country's internal affairs with his thinly veiled demand the latter buy the latest Patriot missile system. The remark came, although Seoul has made it clear it would not join the U.S. total missile defense system. Little wonder some civic activists are questioning whether General Bell is the commander of occupying forces. More lamentable is the attitude of some Korean defense officials who say they can do nothing on how the USFK uses Korea's contribution. Belatedly, the government expressed regrets about General Bell's remarks. Foreign Minister Song Min-soon also said Seoul will seek a more reasonable, transparent, and responsible method in dividing the defense cost. All Koreans will be watching how far Seoul will go to regain a modicum of pride as a sovereign state.